Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back to Fenway Fest. I don't know if you know this, they play baseball at Fenway Park, and we're here. And there's now, in the middle of the winter, there's actually people wearing baseball uniforms. One of them sitting right here, the great Trevor Story. Hello, Trevor.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm great, man. Good to be here.
You never look better? Best shape of your life?
Yeah.
Is it? Document it right now. Yeah. Say it.
Put it right now. Best shape of my life.
Ooh, all right. Let it be said. Let it be done.
Yep.
But how's it? I mean, this must feel a little different for you. Every year we've talked about how this feels different, but this must feel a little bit different because you had such a great year last year. And last year we thought that you would have a great year, but still you were coming off the injuries. You were coming off. Everything was lining up that way. But to do what you did last year and now entrench yourself as a leader, as an elite shortstop in the American League with the Boston Red Sox going into this year, that must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it does. It meant a lot to me this past year, for sure. Just being able to prove it, you know, to myself and obviously to everyone here that has believed in me. And I think, you know, with the injuries and all that, you know, the past couple of years, I think the first really thing to go is kind of the flow of the game and making the adjustments real time. And, you know, it just took me a little time there the first month or two to get back in the flow of that, just because it's been – you know, before that, it was 2.5 years of
it's almost,
you know, on
it's
and
almost
off.
Weird. Like, we forget that you struggled because you were so unbelievable.
Well, that's part of it. You know, it's a big boy game, and you got to be on point. And I think, but yeah, it's certainly part of it. And I think being able to do that, you know, for the last 4 or 5 months of the season meant a lot to me. I'm looking forward to putting together a full season now, you know, instead of just the last four.
As I documented with you many, many times, I know the exact moment where everything's turned around for you when I gave you a baseballs and boring sticker.
Pretty much.
I mean, but in sincerity, like, I remember it was in New York, not because of that. I'm just joking. But but it was, you look back at that, and you look at your season as, you're right. I mean, you're easing back into a thing, but then, boom, you took off. And then at the end, you said, like, hey, listen, this is a grind. I'm not used to, like, the whole grind of a season. Like, that also took effect at the end, too. Talk about those three things. Is that fair to break it down to almost three different parts?
Pretty much, yeah. I think so. The first, 2 months was, you know, was awful. You know, it was brutal. I felt like, you know, just couldn't make the right adjustments. And then I felt like, you know, come June 1st, you know, that honestly, I feel like the game, that series in Atlanta, was what turned it around for me. And just being able to, like I said, get back in the flow of the game, relax, and just trust my instincts, trust, you know, that I know how to play ball. And it's easier, much easier said than done, obviously. And then finishing the year, you know, it was the first time that I've played that many games and, you know, 3 or 4 years, and, you know, got to, I think, 157, 158. And
that's crazy.
I felt like I had a solid, you know, defensive season up until that last month, and I was making a lot of errors there at the end, which bothered me, and that's part of putting together a full season, right? So you can train, you know, I take care of my body really well and do all the things, but there's just something about putting together, you know, a full baseball season that is hard to prepare for. And I'm looking forward to, you know, using that experience that I got back last year for this next year.
You do anything different? I mean, I know that's a cliche question, but like you said, you okay, check, box checked, played a crazy amount of games, got through a season, did well. But now, like, okay, what do I do differently coming to this one? Anything different?
Yeah, I think you're always trying to, you know, get better in certain parts of your game. Obviously, health is the main thing, as we've learned. So working on the little things, you know, the little aches and pains in the off season is a big jump, you know, as we go into spring. And really, honestly, I think the biggest thing is having the confidence that I know I can do that, you know. And the way I played the last 4 months, I think, is a better version of who I think I am to be as a baseball player. And just a matter of putting that together for 6-7 months.
Trevor Story joins us here in the Baseball Isn't Boring show. And Trevor, you know, another part of this is as being a presence in that clubhouse, a leader on that team. I've talked enough players. You've always been a leader. You always knew how to lead and be part. But as you said, like, it's hard when you're not playing, right? It's two different things. But last year, you were undeniably a centerpiece leader of that team. That also must have felt good. And do you sense that that's going to be a huge thing that you can carry over even more than you did last year?
No doubt. No doubt. Like you said, you know, you can only lead or have, you know, you can have impact when you're not playing, but there's only so much, I think, that can land on the players. You know, you just got to be in the fight with them, man. You got to be in the fire every single day, going through it with the aches and the pains, the ups and the downs. You have to be going through that, you know, to really feel, I think, the full leadership of that. And like we talked about, I'm super proud of that. It felt amazing to be able to get back to that, because that's how I envisioned myself, and that's what we all kind of thought coming to Boston that would happen. So, yeah, looking forward to next year, man. We have, you know, a good mix of veterans and young guys, and a lot of experience that those guys, you know, got with this past year. And, yeah, we'll look to see. Hopefully we get AB back.
Cause I was going to say, you know, that was my next question. Like, yeah. You've gone through the world of player-on-player recruiting. I mean, yeah. you lived it, right?
Yeah.
How much have you done that in this respect, or do you have to do it at all?
Yeah, I mean, I told AB, man, I've recruited you enough, you know? Like, don't – if I'm not reaching out, that doesn't mean that we don't – you know, I don't want you, because we did enough of it last year. He's like, I know, bro. So it's all good, man. It's all fun, you know, being in the position to try to get people to come to your team. And, yeah, AB, he's a special player, man. He's a special leader. He has a unique mind for baseball, and I think me and him had a great, you know, kind of combo of leading. You know, we had different ways of doing it, and I think guys kind of resonated with that a little bit.
How was that for you to live? You have to worry about your own thing, but, you know, you're like everybody else here. We're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting and waiting. How is that for you?
I mean, probably the same as you guys, you know?
refresh.
Exactly. I know I've found myself on the phone a lot. But, yeah, man, you just want to you want to show up to spring and feel like you know, we have a really good chance at this thing. And obviously we made some nice moves to, you know, gain some ground on that. And obviously a lot of it is going to be from the core that we already have. That's for sure. And these guys are really good players, and we believe in them. And so, yeah, excited to see what we got these next few weeks.
When did you know you're going to opt in?
You know, I always had a strong feeling that I would, just because we built such a home here in Boston, you know, with my family, with the people here in the organization. You know, these guys are like family to us, and they do a really good job of treating us well, and that goes for everybody top to bottom. So that was really more what it was about. And also, you know, I came here to win a ring, and we haven't done that, and that's the thing that really keeps me going in the off season, pushes me through all the workouts, all the baseball stuff. And I feel like we're starting a window that can be really special.
it's because it's not an easy decision. Like, you people can look, can come to conclusion, say, oh, well, he opted in because of this, he opted in because of this. There's a lot of different things. But if I was going to say, I'm going to power rank the reason why you did, because if you did opt out, I don't think anyone would have blamed you. And this is, it's not because of anything to do with the Red Sox, it's because, much like Alex opt out, right? Mm-hmm. It's you got to worry about yourself. For you, if you're going to power ranking, was it, hey, I just got the feeling like we're close to something, I want to be part of it, and I don't want to mess around, and let's go. I mean, is that the best way to put it?
Yeah, it is. Because we, like you said, we have something special brewing, and I think that's a belief, you know, all the way from the top to the bottom. And the first 3 years were bad, man, and I feel like we've stuck it out to this point. Obviously, the opt-out's in there for, you know, so you can reassess where you're at this point in time. And at this point in time, I feel like, you know, my best chance to win, where I'm most comfortable, all those things point back to Boston.
So you obviously have the camp down in Texas, which you should invite media members, man. Like just to mix it up. If for nothing else, feel better about yourself. Mixing some very unathletic people.
I don't know. We can't have that going.
I know. Everybody wants to have a good time. So, but when you've done this, how many years have you done it now?
I think three.
Three. Okay. How has that evolved? Like, we talk about the evolution of you, but how has that thing evolved? Because I remember the first year, everyone was like, oh, that's awesome. You're getting all these guys down there and everything else. How has that evolved down there? And also, like, who has jumped out when you saw a guy down there? Like, ooh.
Yeah. It's been fun because each year, you know, we try to think of things to make it better. We felt like this was the best one so far, and hopefully we'll say that next year. And it's cool to kind of, like, create our own schedule and – these guys are really jumping in and doing the stuff that I do on a daily basis, and we get to compete. I think that's the funnest part. You know, we're racing. We got the lasers out, making times. JD won all the upper body stuff.
yeah. Do you have like competitions of this?
Yeah,
stuff?
Yeah.
Do you?
Sure.
All right. So give me. You gotta tell me who won what.
Well, yeah. JD won the upper body stuff. I won the jumping stuff.
Ooh. What's your vertical?
Well, it's not based on a direct vertical thing. The number that spits out is different, but just know that.
Okay, you say you okay.
And then, well, Connor Wong was there for a day, and I must say he's jumping out of the gym. He was the highest, but
all right, which is very important for catchers.
Yeah,
but anyway,
somehow, and we're still baffled by it. But Marcelo posted the best time on the sprints. And that was against me, JD, everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness.
We're calling it a faulty laser system, but I'm still not buying that.
What is a sprint? What, like so we just had Oviedo on and I said, you know, we give the goals for best shape of our life, and he's like, for 60 I want to do a 6.7, right? Is that what it is? A 60 or
no, it's not. It's like we'll do 15 or 20 yards.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, feet. So it's yeah, pretty much like from home plate through the pitcher's mound, you're just flying, you know, as best as you can. It's pretty much the acceleration phase. And then, but yeah. Somehow.
How many times did you go back to him and say, I don't think this technology is right?
Every time, yeah. Every time. It didn't pass the eye test. That's why I'm not convinced of it. But, I mean, he was cooking.
All right, last thing I ask you, what is by opening day, you want to pick one thing, best shape of your life, best shape if you want to do a pull-up, okay, I mean, how many, you can probably do a pull-up. I mean, I'm just.
Yeah, we're good on that.
Yeah. Mike, I'll give you another one. Michael Kopech, he just came on. He just said, I'm going to do a handstand for 10 seconds or whatever it is. So whatever you want. Beat Marcelo Meyer in a race.
I can beat him in a race. Oh. It's about beating him on this time thing. So, yeah, I guess beat Marcelo's time, which was like, I think he had a 2.54 or something like that.
All right.
No, I don't think it was 2.51. It was 2.54. Okay. So I got to beat whatever his was, honestly, and then master my cartwheel and roll, which is part of our warm-up.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yep.
All right. All right, that's not injury related. No, it's very safe. So yeah. Excellent job. Hey, congratulations with everything. It's always awesome seeing you, and it gets us excited for just a few weeks away.
Thank you, man. Me too.
All right, man. Trevor Story, the great Trevor Story. Yeah, everybody. Yeah, all right. Good job, Trevor. All right, Baseball's a Boring Show. We're going to be coming up with more guests. Pedro Martinez coming up, but it's been awesome so far getting us ready for the great game of baseball.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Friend. There's some things in life which you're just like, I am so glad that I took this path to land right here, right now, right this moment. And this is one of those moments where I get a chance here at the Baseball's and Boring Show here at the Fenway Fest to sit next to Pedro Martinez.
Well, thank you.
All right, everybody. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. All right. Hey, man, like you said, like we talk about best shape of your life. You look fantastic.
Well, thank
excellent.
You.
Yeah, you look, I mean, you can throw like five different pitches right now. You can anything. You could do anything.
No,
you
I don't
want.
Think so. I don't think so. No pitching for me.
No pitching.
No, I got the double G for the entire winter and
And what's that?
Grounding.
Okay.
And gardening.
Okay. All right. All right.
Two of the best things I like to do.
All right. Awesome. Gardening. I mean, let's.
I've always been a gardener.
Oh, really?
Always.
When you played?
Yeah, when I played.
I didn't know that.
Well, the first thing I did before I came into every game was to actually clip my flowers.
Really?
Yeah, that was my way
did
to
relax.
Did
we know this? I didn't know that. I mean, yeah. So what was, first of all, when you started, what got you into it? By the way, I did not think I would be asking you about gardening when I woke up this morning. But what got you into this?
Well, I used to be really hyper when I was a kid, and I used to snap really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom figured a way to actually get me to relax and stay by her all the time. My mom has always been a gardener, so she actually gave me the pair of scissors, clipped the flowers. Clip this plant, clip this little branch on it.
Really?
And I got distracted with that, and then my time to snap kind of disappeared. And I figured out that, you know, by loving the plants and loving to see them grow, I actually relax and I enjoy. I really, really do.
And you did it throughout all the time you were playing before you went to the park?
All the time I was playing. If I wasn't doing anything or I have some time off, I'd probably be gardening.
Wow. And so what's your go-to right now? What's the next evolution? What's the thing that you're working on?
Well, I became a fisherman.
Yeah.
So I love fishing. Mm. I know that Yas was a real good fisherman. And for some reason, we just space out. And I love to unplug. When I'm not doing anything baseball-related or work-related, most likely I will be fishing, gardening, and grounding.
Nice. I like that. I like, again, things that I've learned already from you. So I really appreciate, everybody appreciates all you've done, and not only all you've done, Pedro, but all that you are, and the wisdom, and also the insight and opinions that you've given. So you look at this Red Sox team this offseason, and it's an interesting one. It's not like we live through life of, hey, like you did in 2003, 2004, we're going to go out, we're going to do whatever it takes. We're going to do what. That's not how base a lot of teams work anymore. It's not just like, we're going to do whatever it takes to get a guy. Now it's a little more calculated. For you, what do you see, how do you like what they've done in terms of Sonny Gray, Johan Oviedo is another guy. How do you perceive their offseason?
I just hope that whatever they're calculating actually pans out with the young nucleus that we have. I know that experience has a lot to do, presence in the clubhouse has a lot to do with success. I think you need different characters, and you have to realize what it is and who it is that has the character to actually guide the young nucleus that we have. Because they're still looking for guidance, and I believe that's what they're gonna need. And if they are healthy, I think they're capable of playing the same level of anybody. But they're gonna need guidance, especially on the dog days of August. Those are the days where mentally you can give up, you can get fatigued, and not probably live up to the expectations because you don't realize what your body's doing because you've never done it. Mm. So I just hope that the guys that we got, the pieces that we got, are not only calculated as fitted for us to kind of make a run, but also the presence in the clubhouse, the personalities. Because one thing I can tell you about, ever since 99, we were all different. Mm-hmm. But we all had different characters. And once we got to the field, we were determined to win, to take it to anybody. Mm. And we would battle anybody in any ground, any city, and we were determined to do that. And a lot of that was because individually we were able to put whatever, you know, distractions we had and leave it on the field all the time. And you saw it from 99 to 2004 when we finally won it. Everybody seemed to be different. Everybody seemed to be loose. Everybody seemed to be their own way. And yet, when we got to the field, we were one full pack together. And we would just battle anybody.
You know, it's a topic that's obviously come up, you know, the analytics. Oh, you're, for instance, a guy says, oh, we like his analytics, but he's a young guy, or maybe he has a high ERA, but we're going to change him and this and that. And then there's a guy, and one of the guys that jump out to me is Rick Porcello. Rick Porcello basically fell off a cliff and got out of baseball, but he was such a powerful guy in the clubhouse. He knew how to get through a season. He obviously had an impact on other guys. There's a million other examples. But for you, what you're saying is that is you have to – I would hope that front offices would value what you're saying. Knowing that it is important. That guy might not have the spin rate that you want, but he's going to help you get through 162, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And if you can help the young talent that we have, because I really believe in our talent. Mm. I really believe the talent that we have can become superstars and they can actually impact the game in so many ways. But mentally, you need the right people to teach them how to do that. And you talk about Rick Porcello, but we have a guy in Texas that did a really good job in Nato Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, he was the biggest centerpiece when it comes to dedication, discipline, and work. And I'm not taking anything from Porcello. Porcello was also a lovely guy to have.
Yeah, just that was one example.
Yeah, David Price did a good job, too, at maintaining everybody together, too. Because I remember I ran it by him when he first got signed by us. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, these guys don't run anymore. You think you'll be able to take them out and run a little bit with them? Just so that you can build that, you know, unity that you need. And he quickly went and did that, and they started watching each other's bullpen like me and Wakey used to do and D-Lo. We would all pile up right behind each other and look at whatever we thought was going wrong or going right and learn from it. And I just hope that those guys that are coming in not only bring whatever they have in the analytics department to try to kind of get it together, but also the presence in the clubhouse, the presence in the bullpens, the commitment to the rest of the teammates.
It's such a great perspective and so important. The last thing, Pedro, because I know you got to get going, but, you know, I've watched a lot. There's been obviously a lot of documentaries and Netflix. They did the clubhouse thing in 2004, which I loved. But my takeaway was, holy mackerel, how much you guys want to beat the Yankees, the Yankees want to beat you, that this was like a real rivalry, that we're going to do whatever it takes to beat that team. And I don't want to be like the old man yelling at clouds, but I miss that because I don't think it's that way. You get a little bit of it. Like, we got the Cam Schlittler thing. We got, you know, the Sonny Gray thing, the Hunter Dobbin thing. But I yearn for, okay, Red Sox versus Yankees. Red Sox, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like it used to be.
Well, we actually had to fail first in order for us to really taste the sweetness of winning. Because remember, 0-3 is the only game I ever felt in my career. Like, I wanted to cry for that game. Mm. Not only because of the amount of stress I was under from the Zimmer incident, but I was able to do literally what we needed to do to win it. But for some reason, we ended up not winning it in 0-3. And then look how far we had to go. An 0-3 to actually make that comeback one strike away. And we were able to do that. But in order for you to appreciate success, you need to have a little bit of failure before. But understand that it's not how many times you stumble. It's how many times you stand up and go for it. And in 0-4... it was an all-out war from 0-3 to from 0-2 to 0-4. It was an all-out war, and everybody knew it. I'll look at Joe Torre in the eyes, and I'll just say, "They're gone. I'm gonna drill them," and I'm not drilling for whatever reason. You drill one of my guys. Roger Clemens knew it. Roger Clemens knew that if he drilled one of my guys, I was gonna drill one or two of his, and it was like Jeter knew it. Bernie Williams knew it. Gary Sheffield knew it. You cannot hit my guys. And that, I took pride on protecting my guys. Jason Veritek was probably the biggest guy. And Gabe Kapler in our team. Trot Nixon. Well, I would go to war two men against an army. Just me and Trot Nixon. That would be the guy I'd pick. But at the same time, it was like, you know it. You mess around with my guys, I got your guys. You mess around with this second baseman and you slide hard, I'm going to plunk your bleep. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, there's all the people here, their heart rate just went through the roof. I mean, you got us all riled up. It's let's go.
These kids, I know nowadays is different, but you have to take pride in protecting your players. And I always say that in the spring training. Protect each other at all time. When Alex Cora has me stand up in front of them, I always tell them, be jealous about your players because they're going to do the same thing. When we go out into a pile and we get into a fight with the team, no parent, no friends, no cousins, nobody can jump in that pile. The only one that are going to protect you is your teammates. And we do something that nobody does, and I'm going to leave it at this. We shower, all 25 of us, right next to each other. You don't even do that with your brothers and sisters. It is amazing. Everybody goes individually to a shower or to sit and do number two with each other. We even had an instant where four of us jumped in the same jacuzzi. A little thing like this. It is amazing the closeness that you can get from your teammates. And I love that. I miss that. I miss having, you know, the little anger inside to protect my player. I miss that. That's what I miss the most, competing.
Well, I want you to save everything you just said, get in front of the Red Sox team in about a month, and word for word. Because if you got these guys fired up, oh, my goodness, these guys are going to be ready to run for a walk.
Oh, believe me, they're going to be.
All right.
They're going to be.
All right. Thanks, Pedro.
All righty. It is a pleasure.
All right. The great Pedro Martinez. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
After this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Fenway Fest. We're at Fenway Park. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring show. You can catch Baseball Isn't Boring every single day, the podcast, at BB Isn't Boring. In case you missed it or haven't heard about it yet, we're doing a Best Shape of Our Life club powered by our great friends at Awaken 180. Just go to the at BB Isn't Boring account and get all the details there. A lot of people joining, players, front office, managers, people, fans, everybody. The whole idea is just pick one thing. One thing by opening day that you want to be in the best shape of your life. We've already got some commitments here. Jesse Johan Oviedo, he's going to run a 6.7 60. Trevor Story is going to be 6.7 6.7. Thank you, Amy. Trevor Story is going to be Marcelo Meyer in a race. We got all kinds of stuff. Pedro Martinez is going to continue his gardening. And speaking of best shape of our life, it's Johnny Gomes. The stars keep coming. They just keep on coming. Put a headset on there. There you go. Look at you. Look at you. You never look better. I'm here to build. Is there a better hype man than me for you?
No. All right. No.
I got to say something.
We're like Batman Robin.
We really are. Yeah. You are. I'm not even saying this. You potentially are in the best shape of your life. Maybe.
There's no chance I could play.
That doesn't matter. I mean, you were who's in better shape right now, you think? You or Pedroia? I just want to say I just want to cut this and send it to him. All right?
Me, 1,000%. Yeah. Like his max is my warm-up.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Well, you do look fantastic. You get to wear the Red Sox uniform once again. You know, here's the thing, Johnny, and we talk a lot, and I always enjoy our conversations because not only because I'm honored, because, first of all, you hold a record that will never be broken.
Fact.
Everybody here know the record that Johnny – there's two records in baseball
that will never get broken.
One belongs to Cal Ripken. And the other belongs to this guy right here, Johnny Gomes.
Yep.
No one has this answer right.
But no one. You got to dig. ChatGPT.com. Yeah, you got
to
dig.
Despite me referencing every single time I talk to you,
yes.
The most hits off the catwalk at Tropicana Field, which we thought a minute maybe would have lasted forever. But bad news for you, they're putting the roof back on.
They can reopen it. It's not going to get broke. It's not going to get broke.
How many hits? How many was that?
I think it's 13.
13 off the catwalk.
I
mean, what a strat. You revolutionized the game of baseball.
Those are bombs, too, right? I mean, this is before, like, StatCast and stuff. I got screwed on without the metric.
Yeah, I think in Baseball Savant, if they had it now, it'd be elevation on pop-ups.
Yeah,
you would absolutely dominate.
So it's 13, and then one I hit and was in play.
Okay.
John McDonald, I remember, so I hit it, and I'm rounding first, and I'm about to run second. John McDonald's playing short for Toronto, and he's, like, sliding. He's following the ball until it, like, comes through, like, a crack, and it comes down. Out.
You know, it's funny because there are moments that you remember. Obviously, you played a lot of games at Tropicana Field. You played for the Rays, but there's moments. You remember that moment. You remember your historic run of balls off the catwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I have this image in my head when there was, who was the fight, who was the bench clearer, where you ran in from left, and you literally hurdled your body up over. It was the Superman punch.
Yeah. Was it Escobar? Is that his name?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Another record probably is I got in a fight with Boston when I was on Toronto. When I was on Tampa.
Yeah,
that was a Coco Crisp.
The Matrix fight. Yeah.
And then I switched uniforms. I was on the Red Sox and fought Tampa.
Yep. Yeah, so that'll never be done again.
That's another record.
Never be done again.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
By the way, nice ring.
Amen. This plays in this town. This covers valet. This covers all the weight at the bars. Yeah, reservations.
Well, it leads me expertly segueing into what I wanted to ask you or talk to you about. It's amazing when you get the Boston. Like, you're here. You've done this before. But you're a fabric of the Boston Red Sox community. You'd played for different teams at Tampa, obviously one with Kansas City as well, and Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the. Is it crazy? And I know it's big part of a winning World Series. But is it crazy how you come here and how long were you here for?
Year and a half. Year and a half.
And you don't have to buy drinks.
Summer charge inflation. Inflation. It's still tough these days. Tariffs and all that stuff. We got to pay. But
did you know that was? I mean, obviously, you don't know what you're going to win a World Series, but do you know how the power of being a Boston Red Sox would it be?
To tell you the truth, I did.
All right.
I did, and I'll tell you how is Dave Roberts.
Oh, right? Okay.
Dave Roberts basically stole one bag here.
Yeah.
Right, and he is just an absolute legend. And I think that's what's different about this fan base and this organization is they really grasp the winning. And they grasp, like, the blue-collar player. Mm-hmm. And two things that I really stand for, you know, the winning and the blue-collar. I mean, maybe one or two, but I mean, I'm going to give you a hard 90. I'm going to run into the wall. I'm going to be accountable. I don't care where I hit. My jersey's going to be dirty on the way out, whether it was 0 for 4 or 4 for 4. And I think the people up here, you know, appreciate that.
You know, there's certain things, you know, there's a lot to remember. You know, the time that I've covered you for all these moments. Some of it, we talked about it. We haven't even mentioned the five different ways you almost died, which got a lot of play.
Yep.
And, you know, so if anyone can Google that, the five different ways.
Let's get some Google hits. Right. Exactly.
But that spawned, you know how that this was after a game. It was a random game. But the reason I asked you and the reason this conversation came up was because you ran into a wall. You ran into the left field.
Yeah.
Didn't care at all. Yeah. I mean, didn't care at all. It was the closest to, I said, if you're going to die on a baseball field,
that was it.
That was going to be it. Yeah. And he's like, well, speaking of which, I've almost died five times.
Yeah, that was a cakewalk from the other stuff we've gone through.
What was the other five? You had the heart thing, right?
Yeah, we had a heart attack. We were at five line there.
The wolf,
attacked by a wolf. Car accident, fatality, car accident, shot at by some crazy people.
All right, we get to four. That's okay.
Yeah, four's good.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So, here it is. We got it right here.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
Five, okay. Sleeping bag fire.
Oh, that was a big one. Jeez. Okay. Yeah, I was caught on fire, a sleeping bag. It was a nylon sleeping bag, so it was like on fire, and it like stuck to me, and I couldn't get out.
Car accident.
Still played, though.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, still played
the
high school game. Yeah,
oh, absolutely. My good. Freshman year of high school. Look at you.
Yeah.
The legend was born.
See?
Serious car accident. Near shooting, like you said, camping trip, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Where a homeless man pointed a gun at him. Heart attack, Christmas Eve, 2022. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's good to check that off at, like, early 20s if you're into that.
Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as it says here, a close call with a wolf. So.
It was pretty close. Yeah, I mean that was a wild one. You'll have to go look it up. I can't spoil it. But yeah, that's real life. Running into the Green Monster.
But that, I think, to your point, the way that you played and who you are, it endeared yourself to the fan base. I mean this, and also the moment. I mean this is. I think that when we talk about iconic people. And how you became an iconic person. Mm-hmm. It was winning a World Series, but also having moments along the way.
Yeah.
And the moment you had in the World Series is that. But would you agree with that? I mean, that's how. I mean, you won a World Series with Kansas City.
Yep.
Good for you.
Yeah, awesome.
But you're still paying for your drinks in Kansas City. I hate to tell you.
I got to hang out with like Hosmer and Moustakas and stuff. Yeah, I got to go coattails on those guys. But, yeah, and then, I mean, there is so much more. What a magical, you know, season, all right? You know, from Jump Street of, the bombing, obviously, in 2013. And 2012 wasn't exactly ideal, right? Coming in, that was the big trade, was that chicken and beer, too? You know, that's what I walked into.
Well, can I say this? Yeah. So, because this is another thing I always remember. And it leads us to what's going to happen in about a month in spring training. I remember you always saying, when we get to that spring training in 2013, it was every single day was, we're doing things the right way, right? Yeah. And we're only talking about winning a World Series, which people will say, oh, of course, you won the World Series. No, 2012 was not good.
Yeah, no. I remember the first game of 2013 spring training. And then whatever the writers or whoever you listen to, you know, have us last or like all the stuff and not good and probably going to highlight. And I look to my left and I got Ellsbury and I keep going to right field and I got a gold glove center fielder playing right in Shane Victorino. I got Mike Napoli, who's probably the most hungriest guy to win a World Series because he just got his, you know, face kicked in Texas for two straight years. There's Pedroia, no big deal. And then we got Stephen Drew. Right, mm-hmm. I think Stephen Drew is probably the most underrated guy on that team.
Mm-hmm.
He's your shortstop, right? The shortstop is a dude, and he absolutely was a dude. And then I got John Lester on the mound, and I got Saul Tamaki behind the home plate. And
you got Ross, you get Dempster, came in,
And then we got a young Middlebrooks at third.
Yeah.
Okay, we can cover that. And I'm looking around, I'm like, who's saying we're bad?
Yeah.
Like, this team is nails, right? Yeah, we were good, man. I mean, it was a great year. I think we lost three games in a row once.
I don't even know if you did.
Yeah, we lost one. We got swept in Texas, and that was the only time we lost three games in a row. We were good all the way through. We went through that, like, closer, finding the closer deal.
Yeah.
And then we ended up finding Koji. That didn't suck.
Oh, well, you went through four closers before you found Koji. I mean, listen, it doesn't matter how you get there. It's just that you get there.
Yeah.
But you mentioned, Johnny, that, you know, how that team was built, and this leads to what's going on in the offseason. Everyone freaks out about – I remember going in that offseason. The big guy was Josh Hamilton. Like, okay, you get all this money from the Dodgers trade. Mm-hmm. You got to go get that guy because he was money. What they did was they paid you. They paid Victorino. They paid Napoli. They paid Ross. They played Dempster. Yeah. So they did it that way. And and so the lesson is, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but the lesson is, hey, it's not how you. It's not spending the most. It's spending the wisest in the right way. That's going to build that clubhouse, right?
Yeah, I mean the times have changed. Obviously, you know, prospects are a lot more important these days, and you want to get them up there. At times, you can argue like there's like 4A like up here. I don't know if that team will ever get built again. You know, like that style of it. Like, let's go get four free agents that are from like 29 to 34. Give them 1, 2, or 3 year deals and just run it out there. And the guys we're bringing in have all had postseason experience or have had rings. And then we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna get a Jake Peavy at the trade deadline just to like stir it up. You know, another vet, John Lackey. Geez, coming off that surgery, man. It like I said, it was a real unique team because I don't think that roster will ever get built again to where you just go out and get. I mean, right now it'd probably be like Kiki Hernandez.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's go get four of those.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is I think we see the teams. You need talent. Yep. I get it. Yeah. But you also see the teams, the 30-somethings teams. Yeah. Like, this, I know that I'm classifying it. It's not only just 30, but that sort of level of been there, done there, just want to win a World Series, know how to do it. Yeah. And Pedro was just here, and he was talking about how, like, okay, you got these guys. Analytically, they're good and everything, but you better make sure you got the guys who know how to get to through 162 and then know how to get through the postseason, right?
Yeah, it's such a wild game, such a wild sport. I mean, 162 during the year, 30 in spring training to win 11, right? And you got to be your best at the end. 2008 with Tampa, we went to the World Series, which is wild, too. It was a $46 million payroll going to the World Series. I remember – we were, I think it was the White Sox, first pitch in Chicago. And I was like, this is different.
Yeah.
This is absolutely different. I'm terrified right now. Like, this is pitch one of the playoffs. And then probably the best thing that happened to me in my career was losing, right? Was losing then in 08 with the rain delay against Philly. But I found out, like, real quick, it wasn't the best team, you know, by any means throughout the 162. It's the hottest team. And playoffs is 1,000% different than the regular season.
So 1,000. I know that J.D. Drew listens to this program religiously. So
always.
I want you to say, did he go around on that swing or not?
After further review, 1,000%. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. You know, but again, too, what you know I liked about the postseason is the veteran leadership. Like, you got to have it. And then I like the shock value of the youth.
Yeah.
You know, so that year was a young Evan Longoria and a young David Price.
I mean, Price came in.
It was a September call-up.
I mean, not, I mean, you know, he pitched in five games, and then next thing he's the most important pitcher.
Yeah.
He was a Yesavage before Yesavage.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, so anyway, you're going into the season. What else is going on for you? I want to build up.
Yeah.
I know this. The only thing I know, you're doing a million different things. What am I going to tell you?
Well, I'd say my main thing right now is I'm probably on the Dustin Pedroia Hall of Fame train. Right, so everywhere I go, I
Operation,
gotta plug that.
Operation 15, Operation 1526.
Operation 15. Let's get it in.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're doing everything we can. What I was going to say is your brand has never been hotter.
I love it. I love it. My beard still smells like old champagne, so that hasn't gone away. And it's good to see the people. It's so funny, like seeing like a grown man or a grown woman right now, and they're like, "Oh, I remember you when I was just a kid." You're not a kid. And like, geez, time flies when you're having fun, man.
You always have fun. And I do want to give you that opportunity for everybody because we had Pedroia on. And, and I asked him, I said, make the case. And he did. He made the case for the Hall of Fame. I want Johnny Gomes' case for Dustin Pedroia for the Hall of Fame.
Okay. So I think there's going to be a curve for the Hall of Fame, right, coming up. 3,000 hits, gone. 500 home runs, gone. The strikeouts on the pitching side, gone. The 300, you know, K season, gone. So we're going to have to go a little bit on a curve, you know. And then, you know, I'm not like the analytical guy if you're building a lineup or you're like in the season, but I'm an analytical guy if you're going to vote, right, on something. And I think it's all there. And I think the big thing is there's a lot of, like, accolades that he didn't win as far as, like, Silver Sluggers and All-Star games because he, you know, was maybe second place to Cano. Right, and the Cano ended up getting, you know, some controversy with the test.
Yeah.
So all those accolades that he got, let's just hang those on Pedroia.
And then you talk about, like, I say if you're in the top 5% of your position for seven straight years.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's so a good one.
Top 5% of your position. And I don't even think he's the top five. I think he was one. Mm. Right. He was the best. So from his rookie year in 07 to 11, it was just absolutely nails. Right. And I think the only one you could even give questions about where he was second would be Chase Utley, mm-hmm. which is another unique case.
Yeah.
But like war, right? I mean, he was averaging like a five and a half war season is big time. And he did that for seven straight years. You know, there is no decline, like whatever. The decline came from legit, like, health problems.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He never just ran out of steam. The defensive runs scored, obviously. So he might be, you know, one of the best second basemen in the Hall of Fame, like, ever, even with the ones in there defensively.
Cool. Man,
defensively.
Listen, we're going to cut this and we're going to send it to him. And
yes.
Make, I mean,
yeah. So, I mean, you know, and then the individual accolades, right? I mean, rookie of the year and MVP. So yep. How many of those are out there? Not many.
Yeah.
Fred Lynn here, you know, but he did the same year. Silver Sluggers, check. All-Star, check. World titles, check. So he checks all the boxes, and he also checks the box analytically, and he also checks the boxes, I think, of like a character check.
Yeah.
You know, some guys, you know, had some hangups. Zero character check, zero problems off the field. You know, he's a Hall of Fame teammate, like, hands down. He's a Hall of Fame dad and husband, hands down. And he's been in the Hall of Fame everywhere he's played, right? ASU, yeah. Book it.
Yeah.
You know, Folly, book it. High school, book it. Guy's a Hall of Fame player.
All right. Well, listen, in the spirit of the moment, I'm gonna run through the wall later.
Yeah, right me now. And you.
Yeah, me
Let's
and you.
Let's go for it.
We'll simulate it.
Yeah. 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 We'll go drop, step, look back, boom.
Again, revolutionizing the world of baseball and the world of radio. So, yes. Hey, I always appreciate you, Johnny.
Thanks, right on. Man. I appreciate
all
it.
All right. The great Johnny Gomes, everybody.
Yeah,
all right. All right, we're to keep a ball rolling. Baseball's a boring show live from Fenway Park. Be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your
your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.